Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It is Thursday, June 13th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, the St. Louis Blues are Stanley Cup champions after winning Game 7 last night in Boston.
That means the world to me to bring the Stanley Cup back to St. Louis.
That is Blues player and St. Louis native Pat Maroon. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman will have the sounds of Game 7 from the watch party at Enterprise Center. First, the news. And we start with that Blues historic victory, a 4-1 win in Game 7 in Boston.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
That's how the final second sounded on NBC, who we thank for that audio. This team has been around for 52 years. The team was in last place in the National Hockey League as recently as January. Here's head coach Craig Berube.
When you have to go through that, you learn to deal with things a lot better because you've been through them. And I think that really helped us when we got into playoffs.
The Blues returned to St. Louis with the Cup early this morning. A parade is expected in the next few days. In other news, the DeSoto School District has earned a fair grade in a state audit. The Missouri Auditor's Office found 12 areas for improvement, but no theft of district funds. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney.
The DeSoto School District can improve its tracking of employee pay, contracts, attendance reporting, and handling of lunch and athletic money. Auditor Nicole Galloway conducted the audit following a resident petition drive.
The board had put many policies in place, and the administration was not following those policies appropriately or didn't have the systems in place to follow what the board had put in place.
It's common for state audits to find areas for improvement in how school districts operate. District officials say they're already taking steps to improve their bookkeeping. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
Reproductive health care, including abortion, is now a fundamental right under Illinois law. That's under legislation signed yesterday by Governor J.B. Pritzker. Though other states have moved to restrict or even cut off access to abortion, Illinois has expanded how, when, and why a woman and her doctor may seek to carry out the procedure. Pritzker says those who have been cut off are welcome in Illinois.
Let the word go forth today from this place that if you believe in standing up for women's fundamental rights, Illinois is a beacon of hope in the heart of this nation. We trust women.
Supporters say they were prompted to act by a nationwide effort to overturn the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade. Older Illinois laws that restrict abortion access have been blocked, but could have been brought back if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns that case. The Reproductive Health Act, as it's known, went into effect immediately. Now back to the historic night for the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Let me repeat that so it sinks in. The Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. They defeated the Bruins last night 4-1 in Boston to win their first National Hockey League championship. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more from the watch party that had all the atmosphere of a home game.
The team's 16th win of the playoffs came on the road at the TD Garden in Boston. But you wouldn't have known it from the crowd's reaction at Enterprise Center in St. Louis, where 19,000 fans watched Game 7 on the scoreboard. They put the local spin on the national anthem. Counted goals with Towel Man. Let loose a deafening roar when the improbable became reality. And sang along to the Laura Branigan song that had become the team's anthem.
This is absolutely amazing.
Jessica Loeza says she knew the night was going to be special even before she got to Enterprise Center with her family.
Because we're the Blues. They were gonna do it. We play well away. And we wanted it bad enough.
Jessica isn't even the biggest Blues fan in the family. That title belongs to her brother, Michael. He drove 16 hours from Colorado, where he was on a National Parks road trip to watch Game 5 in St. Louis, and then stayed for Game 6 and 7. The Loaiza siblings grew up in St. Charles. Michael joined the military right out of high school, where he was surrounded by fans of other teams.
For the last, 27 years, getting talked to about how the Blues suck, and seeing them win it tonight at Enterprise Center, just icing on the cake.
The win Wednesday night was an inconceivable end to the Blues season. They were in last place as late as January 2nd, but Shane Sumner says he was confident the team wouldn't be there long.
So I knew almost from the get-go things were going to change and we were going to make a run.
And go on a run they did. The Blues went 30-10-5 over their last 45 games, including a franchise record 11-game winning streak, all leading to a moment that Sumner called beyond words. His daughter Claudia was also pleased with the result, but for a very different reason.
They said that if we won, we'd get to be able to get two ducks, so we're going to name it Stanley and Gloria.
The turnaround was especially sweet for Blues left winger Pat Maroon. The St. Louis native signed a one-year contract for less money than he could have gotten elsewhere to play in his hometown. Like his team, Maroon had a rough start, but his overtime goal in Game 7 against Dallas kept the season alive.
That means the world to me, to bring the Stanley Cup back to St. Louis, being from St. Louis, being a Blues fan all my life, and to do it, to put this jersey on and be with the boys.
The city of St. Louis will honor Maroon and the rest of the boys with a parade, likely on Saturday. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. A little different today. We are including that Laura Branigan tune, Gloria, in honor of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.